I am kind of blown away. There's been a lot to do at SPAC, but one of the reasons I am in a constant state of exhaustion is there's so much to do here, and I'm at One Caroline listening to music, I'm out at restaurants, I'm going to UPH to hear jazz, or I'm at Cafe Lena, I'm, you know, at some of Opera Saratoga's amazing events, so I'm just kind of a little bit operating on fumes just because there's so much to do here. But I will say, my husband and I went back to Miami for the holiday, and we were in our apartment over, you know, from kind of Christmas Day to January 4th. And when the time came to get back on the plane, I was like, gosh, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go back home. So that was a cool feeling.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the area and everything it has to offer. So let's talk about the summer season. We'll take it in three parts. So let's start with the New York City Ballet, who's going to be back for 2 weeks again this year. Can you give me some of the highlights, maybe something old and something new?
So I heard a lot from people who are Story Ballet fans. We've got plenty for them. Firebird, we've got Slaughter on 10th Avenue, we've got Swan Lake. And then for the people who want the new stuff, there are new works by Justin Peck and Alexei Ratmansky.
Okay. Philadelphia Orchestra coming back again, of course. What can you tell me about the upcoming season? And again, what's something that's a little surprising or a little different that's going to be here this year?
Right. So again, we've got a new work, which is a brand new piece by a percussionist in the Philadelphia Orchestra based on music of Pat Metheny. But we've got works by John Adams. We've got works by Charles Ives. But for the traditionalists, we've got major war horses of the symphonic and the piano concerto repertoire. We've also got three mini festivals, French, American, and Russian, and a closing night, which is a night at the opera with Yannick Nezet-Séguin and fantastic opera singers from the Metropolitan Opera.
And the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center is back as well.
And they will be performing six extraordinary programs. And one of the things I'm most excited about is that they will be presenting the Danish String Quartet, which is one of the most young, up-and-coming, amazing, groundbreaking string quartets, chamber ensembles out there today. Super excited to have them with us.
You had mentioned a little bit about your plan for the SPAC on stage. And you said there might be some more details coming down later, but what is the idea? What's brewing right now?
So SPAC on Stage is going to be 4 Mondays in August. The whole idea is we want it to be a visceral, intimate experience. It will actually happen on the SPAC stage. The audience will join the performers on stage. It will be 4 artists from sort of a genre-crossing, fusion, unique. It's hard to describe it until I can actually announce the actual names, but it will be a visceral genre-crossing experience, very unique, very intimate, and unlike anything we've ever done at SPAC.
And a little bit different of where people will be seated as well.
Ah, indeed. People will be on the stage. They will be sitting around and on the stage with the artists.
And also, we'll have our Live Nation concerts as well at SPAC this summer. So what can you tell me about your relationship and working with Live Nation and coming in and getting the summer season all squared away?
Live Nation have been absolutely amazing. First of all, they've put up an incredible lineup of artists that I personally am excited about, but also they've been amazingly collegial because they know that this is my first season and we're trying to do some new things, so they've been nothing but collegial. It's been an absolutely terrific relationship.
And anything else in particular that you're looking forward to this summer? We're a few months away before the snow melts, but what are you really looking forward to once the warm weather comes?
Looking forward to creating a huge community who just want to come out to SPAC, sit under the stars, experience music both in the amphitheater and all around the park. We want this to be your home for art and beauty and nature.